Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hanna baby. Introducing a new collection, Hanna Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hanna quality for your most precious gift. Hanna Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannaandersson.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Steve Worsenberg, and you're listening to That Story Show, which is this story show, which, yeah, it's confusing, but have fun!
Hey! This is That Story Show, people!
Hey, who's cooking pizza?
The volume of what came out of my body could have been measured on the Richter scale.
Hey, you're not supposed to laugh.
I'm sorry. It happens every time.
Oh, as I wipe tears from my eyes. Hey, how are you doing, podcast people? This is That Story Show, where our priority is to brighten your freaking day with hilarious life stories. And this, my friends, is episode 262, brought to you the week of August 2nd, 2018, or 2018, if that ticks you off, or if it ticks you off, 2018. I am your host. My name is James Kennison. We got John Steinklauber.
Yes, that's correct. My name is John, and my last name is kind of hard to pronounce.
It is, and it's
my whole life.
I've been trying to spell it right for years.
No, don't even bother. Nobody else does.
I wanted to get a cricket sound. I ran out of time, but I wanted to say, and our very special guest host, and then there would be crickets playing. Okay. And then I would say, oh, good. Good to see you, crickets. how's your life been going? And then I would play cricket sounds and then the beep noise. And I would say, Crickets, don't talk like that. This is a family show. Get out of here. And then they would fade away.
Jerks.
Didn't have time to do that this week. I should have shut up and did it for next week. That would have been fun.
Now it's going to have to be bees.
That's true. I don't have bees though. All right. Well, let's do what we do. We always start a little bit with the rewind of the week. Rewind of the week. All right.
Ooh, that's awesome. I like that one. Yeah, I didn't hear it last week.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Oh. There it is.
Now, I got a question real quick right out of the gate here.
Yeah.
If some ultra-conservative Christian plays that backwards, is it going to say something about the devil?
I don't know that you added at the devil. I thought you were just going to stop it. Well, it say something backwards, and I would say, well, I don't know. Someone will have to reverse it. But then you said of the devil. I can neither verify or deny because.
Oh, man, I want to know what it says.
No. People will be writing in next time.
Yeah, I'll get somebody with science skills and do all that and make it go backwards and.
Oh, yeah. Man, we're going to be in trouble. No, that is my voice backwards. So it's not the devil unless you consider me of the devil. And speaking of the devil, this week I was going through our, I hadn't looked at our iTunes reviews for 2 years. Ooh. And I'm just kind of wondering what's up there. Now, back in the day, we've got like 900 something plus, and almost all of them were 5-star reviews. So what I did is I went on there and I noticed there were some 1- and 2-star reviews and they were there before, but these were new. So I go and you can adjust it by least favorable, and I read through them, and one of them told us that our podcast needed to burn in Hades. I know.
Like Hades?
Yeah.
Like the Greek mythology Hades?
Yeah. And they didn't say Hades. They said the real word, but I'm not going to say it because it's not
just a... not love Jesus.
It's not a bad place. It's a bad word too. So, or it's not just a bad place. No, but it worries me because I've definitely decided to take this show in a direction where we're targeting, folks that like clean comedy. I'm going to quit trying to be mainstream. We're just focusing on people that maybe go to church, people that maybe don't, but they like clean stuff, folks that are homeschooled, just that genre. That's our audience. Those are our people, and they're real and they're honest and they're awesome. And, but in that same genre, there's a subculture, a deep, dark subculture. And you guys know what I'm talking about. It's the kind of people that are homeschooled, but also you can't watch movies and you can't listen to music and you can't have drums in your church. I'm not saying they're evil. Okay. I'm just saying they were going to think we're evil, and I'm targeting all of this big world. And I feel like the subculture within the subculture is going to come creeping out, and we're going to see a lot of "you need to burn in Hades" kind of responses here and there. So normal people who love Jesus but aren't buttheads about it have our back when that lashback happens, because these are the same morons that freaked out when VeggieTales in the House changed the eyeballs.
Yeah.
Do you remember all that?
Yes.
Oh, they poop in their pants. They look like they have demons in their eyes. Oh my gosh. Don't even get me started. So, every time I say butthole, which is it's a pretty vulgar word, but I use it very, very infrequently. I'm sure I'm going to start getting emails, but I have a pastor who's a Baptist church pastor and he loves the show. But then there's going to be another church pastor somewhere that's going to get up and do a whole sermon on us and how evil we are and we need to leave negative reviews. I'm predicting this. I'm not a prophet or a son of a prophet, but I feel like that's going to happen. So that's part of the weekly update. I also want to make a naked bike race follow up.
Okay.
Yeah, you remember that last week?
Yeah, that was a little PG-13.
Yeah. It was, but not by design. I mean, I'm just reporting the news as it unfolds. Or unclothes.
So we're good.
Yeah. I didn't do anything like that. So my wife pointed out something I didn't notice while we were driving past this procession of pink, some of these people were using Lime bikes. Do you know what Lime bikes are, John?
A Lime bike?
A Lime bike here in St. Louis. We have Lime bikes. They have GPS locators. They have an app.
Oh, no.
You can rent them and you can ride them and you get charged $1 every half hour or something like that. It's really cool. It's in the inner city as well as the downtown area. I see people on them all the time. My wife saw some of these naked people. She apparently saw more than I did because I was trying to drive. She saw them on these Lime bikes. So I just want to do a public service announcement to all the people in St. Louis. Your Lime bike may be flavored with something other than lime.
Ew, it's gross.
You would hope that the Lime bike police, that's what we call them. They're the people that run around and find the bikes that are in people's backyards and they're thrown in the river and stuff like that. You would hope that they would have gone around with some cleansing wipes and taken care of all that. But just on the off chance they didn't, St. Louis, you need to watch out. Don't sit on them with white pants. Oh, I just grossed myself out.
No, stop it. Well, listen, is. Oh,
gosh. This is why naked bike races, or just put naked in front of anything. I don't even want to shower without my clothes on anymore after this.
You're a never nude.
I'm working on it.
I have a short pair of shorts that I wear in the shower myself.
Really?
No.
No, good.
If my name was Tobias Funke, it would be.
Yeah. If you were painted blue.
I won't go any further. Is it my turn?
Yeah, because that wasn't really my weekly update. That was just an update. It was a follow-up to the Naked Bike Race. So go ahead.
Okay. Well, mine's going to be really short compared to that, but I'm gonna just tell you what happened in church on Sunday. So, I don't sit in kids' church anymore because I'm not the kids' pastor.
Yay!
It's awesome. I sit with the grown-ups, with the adults, and it's different.
In the adult service.
In the adult service. And usually I'm, running stuff. I either work with the cameras or working the lights or something like that. But this, in the first service, I usually just get to sit back and I kind of watch. So Amy and I, we were sitting in the back, the very back of the church where everybody is. And we meet in a gym. And in our church, it's the gym of the school that we have. And we grew out of our sanctuary. So we just have this big, huge gym.
Cool.
And so that's where we meet. And it's been great for the last 10 years. So I'm back there and just sitting in my chair, just listening to the service and stuff. And there's this large African-American man. And I know him, he's been going to church here for a while and he's a funny guy. And he, he's got no problem with just letting things happen.
Oh my gosh. How did I know it was going to come around to farts?
Well, because as soon as it happened, I knew I was going to tell on the story today. So, so I'm sitting back there and it was very reminiscent of my very first episode on this very show. Mm-hmm. Except he didn't lean over to ask anybody if he should do it. He just leaned over and did it.
Was worship music playing?
No, there's no music playing. The pastor was talking.
Oh.
And it happened in a point of the sermon where he was kind of quiet, just like it happened to me. Except he wasn't embarrassed when it happened to him.
How old is he?
He's probably like in his 30s, maybe.
He's too young to not be embarrassed.
Well, mentally, he's younger than his age is.
Oh,
I think.
Okay. All right.
So he like leans over and then burp, and then kind of chuckles to himself. There's like a dude sitting right in front of him and everything. And I'm like, what do I do here? So I'm thinking, I gotta be mature. Okay. And I just start laughing. I had to leave. I had to leave for like 5 minutes.
The Holy Spirit's got me, brothers. I must go and laugh.
Yeah, it was bad. But it's hilarious.
Yes, bad and hilarious. Farting is always great and welcome on this show.
Yeah, well, I think I would grow out of it by now, but I apparently haven't. Sorry.
All right. Let's see. Okay. Mine's not great. It's just that it was great to me. So I'm going to try to relate it to you as it occurred to me. Me and my wife, my job is to every now and then stress her out so much that she talks in a very high screaming voice. Okay. We do this playfully now. So like if she wants me to put some water in a plant, I'm going to stumble around and like, get the water on the floor, spill a little on the table. What? Where? Can you just lead me? I can't see. I can't quite see. And she's like, you're stressing me out so bad. Just give it to me. That kind of thing. And it's a funny deal. We've been doing it for years. So Jay and Jenna, my son and daughter, are loading the dishwasher. And Jenna's kind of ticked off at him. So she's like, fine, you do it yourself. And he steps right into that role. And he says, okay. And he takes a bowl. He pulls out the bottom shelf, which is not where bowls go. He puts it bowl side up. I mean, he puts it up improperly facing up.
No.
He takes a cup. He looks at it, shoves it down where the silverware goes. He picks up another cup. He looks at that. He pulls out the bottom rack even further and just chunks it in the bottom of the dishwasher.
You're wrong.
And the whole time, Jenna's freaking out. You're doing it wrong. Yeah. And I'm laughing so hard. I grab a picture because I want to share this with my wife. I said, they're just like us. They're just like us. And her only response was, is that bowl in there upside down? So she was stressed out over the phone. Hilarious.
So. You train them well. Yeah?
I'm sorry, what?
You train them well.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, yeah. That's right.
Beep. Yeah, another weekly update, eh?
Yeah, weekly update. I need to thank some people by name. Because here's the story. If you're not on our Facebook profile, our Facebook community, I put up there that I need a new desk. I've got this desk I cobbled together out of spare parts, literally at IKEA, and it just does not meet the needs that I have for it between the artwork I do, the podcasting, and that's pretty much it. And I asked, I felt kind of hokey, but I put a GoFundMe up on GoFundMe, and I posted it, and people gave, and it blew my mind. And so I owe a great debt of gratitude. I said that properly. To Ashley Alexander. These are in alphabetical order. Nathan St. Clair, Tammy Debrick, Charles Dumont, my father-in-law, David Godbout, Robert Harrington, Alan Huey, Tiffany Morgan, Christian Sudreth, Chris Tipton, Carrie Wright, and Peter Yu. Thank you guys so much for contributing. The desk was $500, $499. And I said I'd pay for half of it. And more than half came in. Actually, quite a bit more than half came in. So I go to order. To place the order with Guitar Center. Sorry, they're not my hero anymore because they wanted to charge. I had shipped the store, which, you know, you do that because you want to save money. Right. I got to the final total and it was $600 something. And I'm like, what the heck? And taxes 50, you know, and shipping $80. I make sure I've got site to store checked. And this is the website talking back to me. No. It's the same price no matter which one you go to. You can hit refresh as many times as you want. It's $80. So I got on the chat and I asked the dude, and the dude said, yeah, sorry, it's heavy. So it's going to cost you money no matter what. And I said, well, that's fine. I hope you enjoy owning that same desk forever because I'm going to go see if I can find it somewhere else. So I get over to Musician's Friend. Okay.
Yes.
They got the same desk. And from what I understand, they're the same dang company. I don't understand. They got the same exact website. Both of them wanted me to do the same things before I could log in. You haven't logged in for over 2 years, so please do this. See, my websites have a voice, so they talk to me. So this is the website. Website's like, hey, welcome, James. I'm so glad you want to buy this. We want to make it as easy as humanly possible for you. First of all, we want to offer you free shipping. Really, website. That's nice. How do I get that? Oh, you just need to join our backstage crew. That sounds expensive. What do I have to do? Oh, dude, you just give us your email. You just get our email address. You get free shipping. Dude, I'm already on your shopping list. Just log in, man. So I did. And all of a sudden, boom, zero. There's $80 gone off the total.
Wow.
You know what else, James? I got another deal for you. You remember that thing you saw on the front page that you just skipped right past? Go back over and look. I got 15% off any item up to $500 on there for you. So I popped that joker in their website. It's like, yeah, man, now you're only paying like $440 something. Anyway, doing all the math, taking out a little bit of the fees from the GoFundMe charges, which is almost nothing. Put it all together and I'll out of pocket. I'm only having to pay like $43. For this desk.
What?
So thank you everybody that chipped in. Thank you, Musician's Friend. You're the opposite of Westinghouse and you are, and you are my guitar hero. So
yes,
there we go. Now I'm done with the weekly rewind. Let's do some featured stories.
Let me tell y'all a story.
All right, John, you said you had
I ultimately like that.
Good. Thank you. I'm going to tell you a story. John, you said you had a weekly, a story for us this week.
Yeah, I will tell it. I can't promise that it'll be hilarious.
Okay.
So I want you to set your expectations kind of low.
So can you give us a title for this story?
Yes. It's Ouch, that hurts.
Are you going to tell us? Because I heard you'd say you got into a car accident.
Yes.
What, during the break, during our 2-year break.
Yes.
You're going to tell us that story.
I thought I would tell about that because there's some weird, funny kind of ish stuff that came out of that.
I'm going to be very interested to see how this works out itself in the recap song, but go ahead.
Okay. All right. So almost exactly 2 years ago, it'll be 2 years next Thursday. Why I remember that, I don't know. But on August 9th, I said to my kids, hey, I'll see you guys later. I'm going to go to work. And so I hopped in the car and got like not even a mile from my house. And as I'm turning the corner, you know, the curve of the road, natural curve, I see this car coming towards me in my lane. And I thought, well, this can't be too good. And so I try to imagine everything, you know how time just kind of slows down.
Yeah.
When you're in a traumatic situation. So everything was slow. I mean, I could see the birds flying by in some motion. I could count the blades of grass, all the thing happening in just split seconds. And this white car comes straight at me. And at the last second, I don't know, I kind of closed my eyes. I got hit. And the next thing I remember, I don't remember if I blacked out or anything like that, but I opened my eyes. The driver's side window is broken. I had gone through it a little bit apparently because my head was killing me and my car was really, really badly messed up. And so somebody called the ambulance. They come pick me up. The kid that was driving the other vehicle, she's fine. I remember seeing, you know, them standing out on the road looking concerned and whatnot, but I wasn't allowed to move because the whole side of my car had been crashed in. So they had to cut the door off. Right. And put me on a stretcher, one of those backboards. And then they stick this collar around my neck so I can't move around and talk. And all the while I'm feeling, you know, kind of bad, but I don't feel like I'm going to die or anything. I don't really know what it feels like to feel like you're going to die. But, they take me in the ambulance. I probably should call some people. I hope you guys could pick up my phone and let people know I'm not going to be coming into the office today. And, so they do that and they call my wife and all that stuff. And they take me up to Atlanta because apparently our hospital down here is not, very well suited for traumatic injuries.
Mm. And for landing for landing 2 life flights for your top and bottom half. So they needed 2 pads. Sorry. That's as close as I could come to funny. Cause this is depressing and horrible so far.
Okay.
No, tell the story. I think people care.
Okay. Well, thank you. I didn't die. I should go ahead and say that up front.
Spoilers. I lived.
So I get to the hospital and I am, it's raining a little bit outside. I'm like, this really kind of sucks because they're wheeling me through the rain and it's getting in my face. And it's like every movie that you see where somebody's being wheeled into the hospital, you know, you see the ceiling tiles going by. It's so totally whatever the word is for that, whatever it's
typical.
It's that. So I get it.
Par for the course.
Yeah. It's like a trope. Like if it was a movie.
There you go.
Yeah. It's like a trope. Hey, I like that word. So they bring me into this big room and there's like a whole swarm of doctors and ER people. This hospital they took me to is like the best trauma center in Atlanta. And so they get me and they just kind of descend on me. I'm like, oh, I'm not ready for this.
Zombies.
Yeah, exactly.
They're picking their parts.
Slide me over into this other thing. It's like I'm levitating. And then this is where it gets really awkward. You know, they're asking me all sorts of questions and stuff. And then somebody starts cutting my clothes off.
Ooh.
I'm like, you don't need to do that. Like they cut one of my shoes off because apparently I had broken my foot. I didn't know. And they cut my shoe off. I was like, that's my favorite Converse, dude. And then, they just kind of laughed at me. And then they start cutting up my leg, my pants leg. Mm-hmm. I'm like, hey, you're getting pretty close to stuff there, pal. I'm not saying this out loud, obviously, but this is what's going through my mind. And then the pants come off. I'm like, oh, I kind of like those pants. And they had already cut my shirt off in the ambulance for some reason or other. So they're inspecting me. They're looking me over. And I'm like, this is, I'm out in public and there's, you know, attractive doctors in there that I don't necessarily want them to be seeing me in the situation. But
I don't know what it is about that, but yeah, it's true. It's true. We're cool with ugly ladies, but please, yeah. hot doctor, please go away. Thank you.
And you know, you've known me long enough. When I get in an awkward situation, I just get even more awkward and I try to talk myself, you know, to make jokes and crack stupid stuff. Yeah. It's not working.
Like waving your missing hand with the other hand, you know. And
Yeah. Totally could do that.
Look, I put my foot in my mouth.
Hey guys, look at that. And so they keep doing all this stuff, and I'm like, I'm okay. Just let me go now. But no, that wasn't okay. So they did all their inspections and they rolled me over on my side, and I don't even know why that is. They had to look in my bum.
Oh, well, they wanted to make sure nothing got up there.
I don't know.
It's a place to look.
Yeah. It's like it's cracked, but you know, that's the only thing. It was born with that crack, so you don't really have to.
Maybe your flag wasn't flying and they couldn't. They're just like, where'd it go? You know, they leave it back there.
So yeah, they finish all this stuff and then they send me through the CT scan and make sure, you know, I don't know what they were looking for, honestly.
They couldn't find up your butt. That's what they're looking for. Like maybe it's way up there.
This guy, man, he's hilarious. I wouldn't think that they would thought I was hilarious because none of them reacted to anything I said. And maybe I wasn't making much sense. Maybe I was slurring my speech.
You may not have been talking at all.
I may not have been.
Did you have an out-of-body experience?
No.
That means you're going to hell when you die.
What?
I'm sorry. And just trying to break it to you right here on the show. Yeah. If you saw light and hovered above your body, I mean, even Dr. Strange did that. I mean, he at least got that.
That's true.
But
that's true.
I learned from Ghost that if you have that, the dark ones come and drag you into the corner of the room. So anyway,
the dark corner.
Yeah. So well, continue. I'm sorry.
I had an out of clothing experience. That was definitely for sure. Yeah. It wasn't great. And here's the thing. They didn't give me any clothes at all. So I'm naked. I got a blanket over me and they wheel me into this ER room so they can observe me and stuff like that. And,
observe.
You know, yeah.
Hey, everybody, come on, this naked dude.
Apparently, I had some head trauma, and so they just had to make sure all that stuff was good. So, and I got to say about the people at Atlanta Medical Center, they are awesome, amazing. I'm grateful for their service, but at least maybe just laugh once or twice about the silly jokes I had. That would have made me feel a little better. But so I'm in there and then like the people from church start showing up, like my staff team.
And they got you on display like those babies in the birthing room there, huh?
Not quite.
Okay.
No, I did have blankets over me. Oh, I was good. Nice and warm. But for some reason, the painkillers that they put in me, made my speech a little bit more free. And so I don't know why I would do this at all, even, but my people would be coming in and I'd be like, the first thing I say, hey, you know what? They cut all my clothes off, man. I ain't got nothing on underneath here. This is weird. And it kind of hurt to talk a little bit, but yeah. So I'm doing that. Like the music, our associate pastor is a lady.
Okay.
And she comes in and I'm trying to pretend like I don't know who she is because I like kind of had a head injury and stuff. And I'm like, hey, it's being stupid and all that. And so she saw right through it anyways. They all did. But I kept rambling and it was very embarrassing and I don't even like to think about it now.
So it just came, whatever was in your head just flowed.
Yeah.
I've seen videos like that on TV. I mean, on YouTube.
Where
they come out of, like the tooth thing and all that, where they come out. Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't quite like that because I'm pretty sure I was mostly making sense and stuff.
Okay.
And I never was out under completely. It's just the painkillers, you know, kind of. But so, you know, they tried to send me home that night and they stick me in this little tiny baby wheelchair, which is not even really a wheelchair. And I'm like, I don't really feel too good to be going home. And why are you guys doing this? And oh, we just, you're okay. We're just going to send you home. And I'm like, okay. So I'm sitting in there and I have this, they had to stitch up my arm cause I got some glass in it. And actually I still have a piece of glass in there. A souvenir. And next time I see you, you can touch it.
No,
and freaked out.
I will never see you again.
It's amazing. And I'm sitting there. They did finally give me some like kind of paper clothes that I could put on, and it was painful putting it on. So they're wheeling me out. They're trying to process me out. I'm like, I'm not feeling too good. I mean, I'd been there the whole day so far and I hadn't had anything. They gave me some juice. And I'm like, oh, I'm not feeling too good. And all of a sudden my blood pressure drops and I turn white and then I throw up everywhere. So they're like, oh, yep, you're going to stay. It's like, thanks. So it's amazing how much better they take care of you once they finally get you into a room and all that stuff. But
yeah, so the ER is not real fancy there.
Yeah, you know, they kind of do what they got to do. And then once they realize you're not dying, then, you know, you're in a different place, I guess.
Your story is all triggery for me. I'm going to tell you right now.
Well, I'm very sorry.
No, it's okay. It's just, I hadn't thought about it for a while. I did a story or a show a long time ago about a guy that I ended up on the side of the road with that had gotten in an accident. And they
remember that
they cut all his clothes off right there on the side of the road. And so he's in his whitey tighties on his way ultimately to his deathbed, which is a great topic for our show, our comedy show. But I was like, that changed the underwear that I wear from now on. I mean, from then on, because I'm like, if I ever end up in that situation, I don't want to die with
tidy whities
with these little boy underwear on. Yeah. So I started wearing boxers immediately. And now I have found the wonderfulness of boxers that are made out of the same material as
boxer briefs.
No, they're boxers, but they're made from, I don't even know how to call it, like jersey knit t-shirt stuff or something. It's weird. They are boxers. They don't tighten up around the leg or anything like that. So that's my new thing. And I don't wear colors. If no I buy color? A package of them and there's one red pair in there, they're gone. Because
what do you mean?
By God, if I die, I'm gonna be seen in black or white or gray underpants. Right. So, gosh, John. So tell me the extent of your injuries. You said head trauma.
So I had some sort of concussion, and I wasn't allowed to really watch TV and stuff for a little bit because apparently it makes you sick or something. I don't know.
Wow.
The bright lights were, so I had that. And then my foot, my left foot, broke and so that's, I didn't have to have surgery, but like all the little bones that move together, they call them the articulate bones. Yeah. They just were shattered. And so,
did you get pins?
No, I didn't have to have any pins. I broke two of the bones in my foot. And then a bunch of the little bones on the inside were just like shattered. Like they just, the doctor said it was like if you take a chicken bone and then smash it, you know, like where the cartilage is, all that cartilage bones and stuff were just cracked and stuff. So she said, don't do any more running because it's going to hurt. And she said, you're going to have arthritis one day. So I was like, oh, thank you. That's awesome.
Awesome. So they couldn't have just put a spoon in there and scooped out the nougat.
Maybe that would have been better.
I don't know. I've heard there's so many bones in your foot that they can't really fix it. They just block it up and you know, sometimes they have to pin it to hold it still, but
Yeah.
Did you get a cast or did you just get a brace or what?
I was in a hard cast for a month.
Wow.
And naively, I thought, oh, I'm going to get this thing off in a month. I'll be able to walk again. No, they put me in an air cast after that, that I had to wear all the time, even when I was sleeping.
Wow.
I could take it off when I got in the shower, obviously. But so I had to wear that for another 4 or 5, almost 5 months, and could not put any pressure on it. For at least, so it was like a total of 5 months. I could not walk. I had to walk on crutches the whole time. And, you know, I've got stairs in my house. So the first couple of weeks I actually slept downstairs. It might've been a whole month that they slept downstairs. I don't remember. My wife was amazing, in taking care of me. It's amazing.
I bet you have a great wife.
Yeah,
she is. She's like the best wife I've ever seen.
Well, thanks.
No, for real. She's awesome. And you know, she is. So don't play it down. You're a very blessed man.
Thank you.
So I have all that to say. I know she took care of you. That's awesome.
Yeah, she did.
She probably made you special stuff. And
she went to Culver's just for me.
See?
Because I needed cheese curds.
Oh.
And yeah, the cool thing that I've gotten from this, so I'm pretty much all, you know, good and stuff. I don't think that I forget anything like I say I do, but I don't know. Maybe I do. But I can tell when there's bad weather coming.
No.
Yeah. So like I'll wake up in the morning and my foot will just be like all stiff and painful. And I'll be like, oh man, well, I must've slept wrong. And then I'll think, oh, there's bad weather coming. And then I'll be like, yeah, I can tell weather.
So you're one of those people now.
I am. It's cool.
Do you have an accent that goes with it when you tell people?
I maybe like a, piratey type.
Yeah,
there'll
yeah.
be bad weather coming this way. I can tell it's like in me foot.
Like an old witch, you know? You know, that, my foot nougat is acting up. That's a great old lady voice, by the way. My foot nougat is acting up, and so it's going to rain. Yeah, you're affected by barometric pressure, man. You have a gift. And if you were a good man, and you are, if you had a high sense of morality, and you do, you should use that to fight crime.
Yes. You call me Weatherfoot boy.
Weatherfoot. Just Weatherfoot.
Weatherfoot. Hey, that sounds like my new FCF name, man. I'm
with the power of cheese curds, I shall predict the weather. I don't know.
There be rain coming, laddie.
There you go. That's better. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So tell me real quick, what was the other people doing? Why were they in your lane? Why did you get the story?
No, she was just driving too fast. And that corner is.
So she took the corner tight.
Yeah. So I would, it's a, for me, it was, an outside corner. So I was, you know, turning to the left.
Oh, okay.
And she would have been
she
turning
overshot
to the right.
Yeah.
She took it wide and,
she was trying to round out that curve there. Yeah.
She was going too fast too, I think.
Did she live?
Yeah.
Yeah. You said she did.
Yeah. Her and the friend that was in the car with her, they were fine. They were standing outside. They probably got checked out. You know, I don't know I wasn't paying attention too much.
Right. Yeah.
But, yeah. So everything.
Are you guys going to check my butt later? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You have our word on it. Okay, great.
Yeah. Great. Thanks. Make sure that. Yeah. Yeah. You know, there's an old Bill Cosby sketch. He always talked about having clean underwear and stuff.
Yes.
It's, yeah, it's true. You do want to be wearing clean underwear all the time. So
that's why I wear black underwear, because even if even if they're not,
my underwear all has straps on it all over the place.
It's like camouflage for my butt. It hides the truth no matter what situation I'm in. So, because he also said, first you say it, then you do it. So
yes, yes. First you say it, then you do it.
Isn't it weird though? I've been in accidents. Did time slow down for you or anything like that? Did it just hit
no,
you?
No, I did. I remember the expression on the girl's face as she was headed towards me. It's the weirdest thing. And Yeah, time slows down.
I think you just become super aware. I typically think the whole thing through. Like, are there other people in the car? Who's going to die? You know, have I said everything I need to say? Yeah. Ugh.
It was very, I mean, I remember as soon as it happened, I was like, huh, I've just been in an accident. That was like one of my first thoughts.
And then,
I've run into stuff.
I had an accident.
Yeah. My airbag never went off either. That was a weird thing.
That is weird. I'm so glad you're okay.
I am too. And
what car were you driving? What type of car?
My blue Mazda.
Oh, are they subsidiary of any kind of house brands?
I don't know, but I'm going to check. The airbag was probably made by a certain Westinghouse company. They make a lot of other things that seem to fail. So
there
you go. My airbag. I should check into that, man. That's funny. It was a 2002 Mazda Protege 5. I love that vehicle, but it was not recoverable.
So they even cut the door off of it too. I mean, everything was cut off. That's crazy.
The door was, it was sealed shut. I mean, it was weird. It was caved in pretty far too. So my seat had actually turned 45 degrees.
Oh man. From the impact.
So yeah, I am grateful to God. And every time I think about this story, and which I haven't really thought about it in a while, I'm reminded of the goodness of the Lord and
absolutely
that he's got a plan for me still, I guess. So,
well, and even if he chooses not to, you know, even if he doesn't, you know, they say, like the three Hebrew boys said, we know our God is able to save us, but even if he doesn't, you know, it's still worth it all, you know? Because people out there have had people die of cancer, die of accidents, and they ask themselves that question, why, you know, and what was the deal? And I always say, ask them, you know, ask them if they're upset. I'm good. Do not call me back.
You know? Yeah.
So I'm wearing clothes up here. Leave me alone.
Yeah, they're not going to cut this stuff off.
Oh gosh, I got this circle over my head. I don't know what the heck that is, but there is no more war or fighting, so the movies are terrible.
There you went. That was awesome. That was hilarious. I don't even have anything for that.
Yeah. Tried to drown myself in all of this life. It just doesn't work. Anyway. All right. Thank you, John, for your story. It was epic. It was epic.
No, there's no farts.
Oh gosh. Thank God. That's a record for you, I think.
Yeah. A story without toots. That's something.
That is. You get 5 NLCast points that can be cashed in a later time for nothing. All right. Tithe is a tenth. That's what this one's called. It's sent to us by Fred Paul. He said, and he put this actually up on Facebook, which I do not suggest. Send it to such things to james@nlcast.com. But I call it Tithe is a tenth. He said, I stopped at the local food depot to use the restroom. They used one of their signs. They used one of their signs for advertising sales to direct people toward the restroom. So the sign read, public restrooms through this doorway and to the right. And then on the very bottom, it said, plus 10% at the register. So that's why I call it a tithe. You have to pay your P tithe, apparently.
P tithe.
Just save the last bit. Come on up to the front. So
bring it into the storehouses, y'all.
That's right.
Come on.
Oh man. So yeah, I don't know how that works for the females, but the males, you know, I can relate, you know, maybe they provide cups, you know, little cups in the bathroom. So it's just like, here's 10%. Son, you need to go back. That's not enough. I don't know. Fred Paul, thank you for sending that in. John, you have a story called Towel Baby, don't you?
I do. I have a Towel Baby story and this is intriguing. Here it goes. This is sent by Brian Hart. Wait, is that the musician?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know who Brian Hart is.
Corey Hart. Corey Hart's the 80s musician. Okay, never mind. I thought we were going to get famous for a second. My wife and I had a passel, My wife and I have a passel of children. First of all, I do not know what a passel is.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look that up while you're
reading. I'm going to assume it's a lot. So yeah, Wikipedia that for me.
How do you spell it?
P-A-S-S-E-L.
Passel.
I feel like I need to
read this. A large group of people or things, intermediate number, a pack, a passel of journalists. So they got a bunch of kids.
My wife, Sarah, and I, Ray Yoder, we have a passel of children. And okay, so they have a passel of kids. That's a lot. And use the services of a midwife, like all good
Christian homeschoolers. Those are two homeschool words, so I have to interrupt you briefly for this.
So where does your son go to school?
Oh.
What?
That's pretty cool, isn't it?
All right. Shit. There you go.
Nice. Okay. All right, so two homeschool words there. This process of babying went very well the first time.
With the midwife.
But our second child was a bit different. Yeah, with the midwifery. I was practicing.
That sounds
weird. Was practicing archery. Okay. I'm picturing this guy. He's wearing.
Is he from the past?
Are you from the past? Hello. He's got his long, flowy white shirt.
He looks like, yeah, the guy. These are characters from Princess Bride, is what I'm imagining.
He's got a feather in his cap. We've got a passel of children, see? Okay, we've got the midwife.
And the archery.
I'm practicing archery at the local archery practicing place.
Yeah.
What do you call it? This local archery practicing place. When he gets
I have a passel of boats. Isn't that what they call arrows?
A quiver full, yes.
I have a quiver full of arrows and a quiver full of children, and they bring me honor. I almost went to a different accent there. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, so he's practicing archery when he gets a call for the mother-in-law.
Oh, a call. Hello! Hello!
Hello!
It's the town crier. Hello! Huzzah, my friend!
Good day, sir!
What is the news?
Here is the news. Nikki says she is getting started into labor, but not to worry. We can call the midwife later. End quote. So that's exactly how it reads. And after about an hour, I headed back home and found my wife having very rapid contractions. Liar! Fiend! Why haven't we called the midwife?
Oh, the midwife!
Call the midwife!
I'm not dead! Sorry.
Not dead.
I'm like feeling better! Sorry. We just went way back in time, so...
Way back. We're even further back beyond. That's okay. So they get the midwife on the phone. Thankfully, she was one of those liberal Mennonites, and had a vehicle.
Those are my favorite kind.
Yeah.
Now I like that I know they exist, I thought, you know, I pretty much thought they all thought alike, but that's good. Had a vehicle.
They dress alike, though. Got to. Unthankfully, Nikki indicated that things were coming to a head.
Dun, dun, dun. Actually, I can do better than that. Yeah. There we go.
Oh. All right, then. So, I ended up delivering baby number two on my own.
That's like what they named her. Yeah.
Number two. Though I...
Does that say like a pro or like a poo?
Cause like a pro.
Baby number
P-R-O.
Two. Okay, gotcha.
Per P-R-O, pro. Though I used a used bath towel, a used bath towel for the swaddling, and the patient wasn't too happy about it.
Oh.
Well, I wouldn't be either.
Babies.
If I'm going to come into this world, I want a clean bath towel to be wrapped in.
Well,
thank
especially
you
when you're talking about the age of the Black Plague and stuff. Man, you got to be careful.
A clean bath towel, please. At that moment, mother-in-law walked in. Nikki, you had a baby.
No, you have to do it in a drunk voice. Because that's what that sounds like. Like she's coming in and she's just been watching the soaps. And she's like, whoa, Nikki.
Hey, Nikki, you had a baby.
You went and had a baby. Holy Holy crap.
So the midwife arrives 5 minutes later, and my mother-in-law was so flustered that she served sweet potatoes. Nothing else.
Ooh.
No roast, carrots, cobbler. They were all left in the oven, forgotten.
The pheasant?
All's well.
Even the pheasant?
No pheasant.
The roast beast?
In the very same oven from whence it was born.
Sorry, if he hadn't said archery, none of this would happen. Because until he said archery, like his wife's having a baby, he's out there, I must prepare for the Dunderbacks, for our family have been in a feud for generations. I
don't know. I think the liar and fiend kind of threw that one for me. Because it doesn't say friend. I checked it. It says fiend.
Yes.
Liar, fiend.
Fiend. Why haven't we called the midwife? The midwife!
Anyway. Do it now, sir. Well, he continues to say, all's well that ends well. Somehow, second-born daughter is happy and healthy, even if I did use a dirty bath towel and we had to eat sweet potatoes instead of nothing else. I hope this was a lovely family-friendly story. In fact, what if we did a theme show on delivering babies when the midwife is late? I, with your whole, what was it called? Your whole tassel? Your passel?
Yeah, your passel.
We would love to hear the rest of the other children's stories.
Well, no. I think he's trying to say, what if we did a theme show on people who've delivered babies when the midwife is late?
We might have to,
but I'm afraid that would be the shortest show in human history. Okay, I'll do it. If you guys have a story about the midwife being late or the doctor being late, no, let's stick to midwives. I have an experiment to run here.
Yes, let's do it.
If you use a midwife and she was late, please email or call the show, and we will bundle all of these stories together and see how many we have. And if by chance he does get enough for a full show, heck yeah, I'll give him a button. I find one every now and then in a drawer somewhere. So,
well, I have some old, they're probably vintage now, some Nobody's Listening stickers.
Oh.
So I never got rid of them. They're right next to my Axe Cop stickers, in fact.
Sweet. So. Well, I got a story from Hannah. Hannah, if you remember, ended up taking the title story from last week.
Yeah, the poop bucket.
The poop bucket. Yeah. Her wife hacks, her mom hacks, life hacks.
Life hacks.
She says, I call it giant body. This is a conversation I had with my son when he was 3 years old. Son, mommy, did the giant fall on the ground in Jack and the Beanstalk? I don't know why I'm making him sound so smart, but I am. And she says, yes, sweetheart, he did. Son, well, what did they do with this body? Me. That's a great question. I have no idea. And frankly, I wish I wasn't thinking about it right now. Hannah. Well, can I do a reenactment of how that would have gone down in my house?
Yes.
Hey, mom or dad or whatever you are. I haven't figured it out. I'm three. Did the giant fall on the ground and the beanstalk? Yes. What? Who told you? What? And he would say, I don't know. Why are you acting so weird? What did you need to know? Ask now and never speak of it again. What did they do with his body? Nothing. Nothing. It never happened. It was fake. It's fake. There is nothing in that field behind our house. Nothing. And don't you go digging there, son. Don't you do it. And don't ever speak about this again. You'll freak out your mother. That giant never existed. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? The end.
Whoa. I got a little with that story.
So my child would be scarred for all time, basically. Or it could go something like this. That's a great question. First, we started to hollow him out from the outside, meeting in the center with all the tunnels.
We rolled him over on his side.
Eating what flesh we could along the way, recycling the scraps. The rats got to him next, and the gas bloating was awful. We had the fattest of us jump on top of his body to release the gas, but it burned. It burned him all. They all died. They dribbled down his belly like melted butter. I don't know. It's so dumb. It's so
we called
up.
Out the midwife and dropped the archers.
Could you imagine calling 911 on a giant?
No.
Like, yeah, roll him over. We got to check his butt. Okay.
Why? Why do they do that?
Hello? Hello in there. Is there anything stuck in there because you fell a long way? Hello? You know.
Let me out.
Tie a rope around my waist. I'm going in.
Oh.
So what do you got? You got clean the Keurig?
I got a crawfish.
Oh, so. Yeah. Do the crawfish one.
Crawfish soap. This is a bit lengthy. This comes from Claire in Los Alamos, New Mexico. Now, I don't know. When I see the word crawfish, I think about some of the people that live around here, and it automatically makes me want to read this thing with a little bit of a southern accent.
You do whatever. You do you, John.
Well, this is from New Mexico, and I don't even know how they talk out there, so I'm just going to read it my very best, okay?
All right.
Whenever I try to prank my husband, it goes right over his head. I can relate. An example of this is when we first got married and moved to South Texas. All right, this has definitely got to be Southern. South Texas.
Okay, good deal.
Like all apartment complexes down there, we moved into one right on swampland. You could see and hear the swamp just beyond the boundaries of the wrought iron fence. The swamp critters didn't know to stay back behind the bars, and they crawled and slithered out into the paths surrounding. This is a really well-written story, I might add. surrounding buildings. Being northerners, now we're northerners, okay. This was new to us, and I was fascinated by the creatures, particularly the crawfish. And if you don't know what a crawfish is,
look it
up. It's like a little roach with, it's like a baby lobster with
yeah.
Roach looking self. They're people eat them.
If you've seen Cloverfield with a giant monster, this would be like the things that fell off of them and attacked people, except on a smaller scale.
I haven't seen Cloverfield.
You
but now
should.
You're talking about Cloverfield Lane or
no,
Cloverfield?
Cloverfield.
Okay.
It's worth a watch.
I'll have to look it up. I'll Netflix it. So sometimes the crawfish would shimmy under our door jamb and to get out of the heat, only to get stuck and die. They shimmied till they died.
They shimmied to death.
If they couldn't find their way back to the swamp, they sometimes died and dried up on the hot pavement, stiff and perfectly preserved. One day, I found a crawfish.
Except
dried
for the death part.
Yeah, well, they're preserved.
Oh.
I guess. One day, I found a crawfish dried in the perfect action pose, with claws out and open as if it died in mid-battle.
Sweet.
It looked so interesting. I wanted to show my husband, but then thought how much better it would be to prank him with it. I decided to put it on the top of the bar, soap in the shower. Uncooked crawfish are black, so I thought he would freak out when seeing it and on the white soap. When my husband finally took a shower, I crept up to the bathroom door, waiting to hear him scream like a little girl. I heard the shower start and finish, but nothing happened. I began to wonder if my husband even uses soap. When he came out, I pretended to need something from the bathroom while he changed. Mm-hmm. Sure. I could barely contain myself. I could barely contain myself waiting for something. Finally, he said, "Honey, would you be upset if you saw an animal like a crawfish in the shower?" I burst out laughing, telling him I put it there. He just stood there looking puzzled. Apparently, when he went to use the soap, he saw something on it, but couldn't tell what it was because he didn't have his glasses on. After he grabbed his glasses from the counter, he finally realized what it was and became worried about what I would think. He wasn't sure if he should tell me that the crawfish were making their way into our shower. He's a very considerate man. He was nervous that I'd wonder what kind of strange place he moved his new wife to. Oh, how sweet he was thinking of me. But that was not what I was after.
Exactly.
Claire from Los Alamos, thank you.
Claire, thank you for this. I feel sorry for you because you got this great sense of humor and he's so loving and innocent.
Would you be nervous if you saw a crawfish in the shower, my dear?
No, but you're supposed to be.
Yeah, apparently he wasn't either. I saw it on the soap and it was deceased and I'm not quite sure how it died up there, but maybe we should change our soap out as well.
Well, speaking of crawfish soap, I've got one that'll crunch right along with that kind of thought. This is called Clean the Cure. It came to us from Lucas Kirk. A few weeks ago, I woke to the start of my day of work. I did my normal routine of making my coffee in my to-go tumbler. As I was at work, I took a swig of said coffee and found myself chewing on some coffee grounds. I thought, ooh, I should probably clean the Keurig when I get home. Having forgotten about my tasty little treat, I threw my coffee mug into my lunch bag where it stayed the entire weekend. The following Monday, as I was getting ready to start my work week, I remembered I needed to clean out my mug. And as I opened the lid, I was quickly reminded of the tasty treat I had found myself chewing on the week prior. There in the bottom of my mug was a large centipede.
Oh,
with his head and a small portion of its body missing. I literally almost threw up when I read this. I really did. I don't get grossed out that bad, but this one, for some reason, the cat centipede, coffee, it's been in there a week. I emailed him right away. I'm like, dude, I literally almost threw up on my keyboard. So he says, how it got into my mug is still a mystery, but how it got out is not. No. But what is no longer a mystery is what I was chewing on the Friday before. Lucas Kirk. There you go. Oh, gosh, I still feel queasy.
Crunchy coffee, man.
This is delightful. It's like crawfish, you know, just a little crunch in there for you.
Little crunch, yeah.
We got a voicemail. Tasty. It's a tasty, tasty precious. Oh, you can do it better than me.
Oh,
it's my precious.
That was terrible.
That was amazing. Do it's tasty. So tasty.
It's tasty. Precious. Oh. It's like crunchy fish.
Wait, he doesn't laugh, does he? Because sometimes that voice gets mixed up.
You were doing Schmeagle instead of the dark, you know, the dark version. So that was great. It's amazing.
Thanks.
Oh, all right. We got a voicemail. This one's from Daniel Lewis, and it's called Two Bodily Functions. Yeah, I thought that might perk your interest, John. Here we go.
Hey, James, John, and Christian. This is Daniel Lewis. This is a story about two bodily functions happening at the same time. And no, John, it's not what you're thinking. So anyway, the other night I was in the grocery store. Just going through the produce section, and it was a little later at night. It was actually kind of crowded in there for being as late as it was. And so being tired, I started to yawn, and this is when my body thought, hey, you know, while I'm yawning, I might as well kill two birds with one stone. How about a hiccup, too? And so, yeah, I'm walking through, and all of a sudden the sound comes out of me, kind of like, like that. Sorry, I just blew your ears out. But so that came out of me, and so all I could do was just kind of hang my head in shame and move on to the snack aisle. And looking in hindsight, I probably should have just clutched my chest and, you know, just acted like I dropped dead there on the floor. At least I would have gotten some sympathy out of it. Poor guy, he just died right there by the grapes. So. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed that, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.
It's the simple ones that make me laugh the most sometimes.
I'm laughing at you laughing.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I captured that sound that he made because it was so unique. That is a yawn and a hiccup.
A yickup.
A yickup. There you go.
Or a hon.
I like yickup.
Heck hon. Yickup.
That sounds like a yickup. So
you have to be careful when you yickup. Could make you throw up.
Yeah, it might make you backed up. Could do all kinds of things to you. All right. Well, that gets us to the end of this. We have got to do at least one more thing, and that is the recap song.
Hey, the recap song.
Let's do this one more time.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen.
To recap our top story.
The recap song.
Thanks for the recap.
Okay. I think we sang enough about the naked bike riding.
Yes, definitely.
Could it would just do my heart so well if perhaps you could sing yourself a ballad about toots and church.
Okay.
I mean, I know it was my story, but I'd just love to hear your take on that.
Well, I'm your worship leader, and it's my day to lead the worship, and we are missing some people. They're just volunteers. They often bring me to tears because they won't show, and they won't even let me know. The pianist walked in, the guitarist walked in, the backup singers walked in, but no bass. So what can I do? Hey, can I depend on you, Mr. back there, to fill in his place? Oh yeah, you can. And I go boom, just go boom.
Yeah.
That's the end.
Let's see. Centipede Coffee comes to mind.
I knew it. Okay.
Yeah, I want to hear if you can make yourself throw up with this part of the song.
Okay. Let me think of an angle here. There's always an angle.
It's got to be.
All right. Hello, my name is
Lucas.
No, it's not. Sorry. Lucas.
I live on the second floor.
All right. Hello, my name is Cynthia Kirk. I like collecting bugs, and I hate my dad and all of his crap. So I know he loves coffee. He makes it every day. Out the same mug, he's always doing that way. So I had an idea. I wanted my hobby to become part of his life. So I took Cindy the Pete and I put it in his mug like a bug. You did too, but it went down as poo. Oh, carry the bug, the bee. Oh, Cindy the bee.
Yes.
I just have to do one more just for you, John. I'm sorry. I dreamed I went to heaven. You were there with me. We walked across the streets of gold, beyond the crystal sea.
Yes.
I heard the angels singing. Someone called your name. It was Steven Spielberg, and he was smiling as he came.
Yes!
Getting up here now. There are no good movies up here anyway. Did you bring anything from the earth? I am so sad to say no. I am so sad to say no. I know up in heaven,
You're not supposed to cry. I was almost sure there were tears in his eyes as he looked upon my face and he tried to punch me out. But he couldn't because there's no wars or fighting. Thank you for coming without any good movies. I was the guy who made that shark film. No good for me. It's no good at all. But I must say thank you, because this is heaven. I am so glad, and I'm so sorry that you came. Please move along. There's other people behind you in the line.
Oh, man.
And maybe they brought a DVD or something. Maybe something digital. Did I get Netflix up here? I don't know. My whole life was movies, and I'm not going to be here at all.
There's no fighting. There's no crying.
There's no crying
in baseball or heaven.
That's right. That's right, dadgummit. All right. Oh, well, I'm glad you caught a little bit of that anyway. John, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Man, always a pleasure.
It always is, even when it's stressful at the beginning when nothing works right. Hey, guess what? You can send your stories and we'll read them on the show. More than likely, james@nlcast.com, or call them in at 2095-NLCAST. I got in trouble because I said 209-NLCAST. 2095-NLCAST. And we like all kinds of stories. Stories about bugs. Stories about weddings. Stories about string. Stories about siblings. And all kinds of stuff. You can check out...
baby towels.
Yeah, and baby towels. And midwives and archery tournaments and stuff. You can,
towel babies.
Yeah, towel babies. That storyshow.com is the website. You can go there to see this and other great shows. Follow us on Twitter at NLCast. Review us on iTunes if you haven't yet. And make sure you put that the show is destined to be burned in the fires of Hades. That would be awesome.
But say it with 5 stars if you don't mind.
Yeah, please add that. Thanks to our patrons for your support. Thanks to everybody that contributed toward that desk. Thanks to all the listeners who have hung in there, and we appreciate you. And welcome all the new listeners, you know. And remember, when something weird, annoying, embarrassing, gross, or painful happens to you, don't get stressed. Don't get all in a mess, because it'll make a great story for that story show. Thank you, John, again for being here. Thank you, chat room. We love you, too.
I love you as well.
Hey, Christian, John, and James. I'm sure you guys like that order. This is Carlin from Lebanon, Oregon, and I have a funny story for you. So this took place at a family reunion, and we had these people come, my second cousins from South Carolina, and they came up to Oregon. We had it at my grandma's backyard, and he's like 6 or something. He came up to my older brother, and he's like, hey, in South Carolina, the first 3 letters of the alphabet are ABC. Are they ABC here, too? And my brother, he's like, yeah, it's the same. And he told me the story later, and I'm like, I bet I could still fool him, because he probably, maybe he wasn't listening or doesn't believe him. Later, I went up to him, and I'm like, the first 3 letters of the alphabet here in Oregon are TYP. What are they in South Carolina? He's like, oh, it's ABC. I'm like, really? That's so weird. And later I had to tell him that I was joking, but I thought you guys could maybe get a laugh out of that. Well, thank you for the show. Bye.
Hey, NLCast, this is Ashley Holbrook, Stalkers in South Carolina, with just a few thank you notes to the show as it restarts. Thank you for making me think in all caps whenever I enter and exit my church's foyer, or NARCIS! Thank you for being something I could listen to on road trips during my high school years, and for causing my parents to wonder what on earth was so funny on my iPod. Thank you for making me feel better when I've had the stomach flu and the hit single Puke from Heaven comes to mind. You've helped me stay positive through some rough times, and your journey with depression encourages me so much. Thank you for starting back up all these years later after I moved from Florida to South Carolina and even got married. When I heard the show was starting back up, my reaction was, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hanna baby. Introducing a new collection, Hanna Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hanna quality for your most precious gift. Hanna Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannaandersson.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.